Listener, today's music quarter presents a song by Jemima Chita. Juanita Jemima Chita, better known as Jemima Chita, was born in Jakarta, September 14, 1999, and became known after participating in a talent search event on a national private TV station in 2021. After that, she started her professional career as a singer with song titled Separuh in December 2021. On November 22nd, 2024, she returned to greet her fans with a new meaningful song full entitled Kamu Tak Sendiri, or You're Not Alone. This song tells about emotional support and empathy for people who are facing difficulties. Everyone will definitely face difficulties and problems. However, how someone deals with them is something that must be done in order to be able to rise and become better in the future with the support of others who make you feel not alone in facing it. Listeners, here is Jemima Chita with Kamu Tak Sendiri.
Terasa berat, banyak impian Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listeners, to achieve target net zero emission, the Indonesian government is expected to keep protecting consumers. How does it work? Let's listen to the response from the Education Division of Indonesian Consumer Rights Foundation, Anjani Widya Hemasita. Well, listeners, to get the details of the statement from the Education Division of Indonesian Consumer Rights Foundation, Anjani Widya Hemasita, you can tune into VOI Talk Sustainability and Consumer Rights on our YouTube channel, VOI Official. And this program is available every Monday to Friday at 9:15 and also 3:15 Western Indonesia time. In the meantime, once again, let's try to listen to the response on the effort of the Indonesian government to keep protecting consumer rights.
For now, Indonesia is in a critical turning point, and I think it's still heavily reliant on the fossil fuels.
Mm-hmm.
And with the commitment from the government to a net zero emission in 2060, I think the consumer protection and sustainability must go hand in hand.
Mm-hmm.
And ensuring that environmental policies also address affordability, like solar panel is more affordable for us, it should be in group of collaboration in a lot of sectors in Indonesia, and it depends also with the strong regulation from the government. It also needs more awareness from our consumers, and we need a collaboration too with a global industry and global government to have regulation and make more sustainability lifestyle in the next year.
Of Indonesia.
Listeners, going back to hometown is a moment that many people look forward to in order to meet families and friends. When it comes to going back to hometown, it reminds us of mudik, or here in Indonesia, exodus or homecoming, going back to hometown, we call it mudik. So how to make sure to have a safe and more comfortable journey? Here are some tips for preparation before going back to hometown. Check the condition of the vehicle. Perform routine checks, such as checking the oil, tires, and electrical system of the vehicle. Don't forget to bring spare tires, emergency medications, and other necessary equipment that may be needed during the trip. Number two, prepare safety equipment, such as belts, helmets, safety jackets, and fire extinguishers. Also, prepare a complete first aid kit. Then make sure vehicle documents and other important documents such as ID cards, driving licenses, and vehicle identification cards are in good condition and not expired. Number four, check the weather and travel route. check the weather forecast and road conditions on your travel route, and make sure you know alternative routes in case of traffic jams or other disruptions on the road. And then prepare enough food and drinks for the trip. But if you are fasting on the trip, make sure you have a nutritious sahur or pre-dawn meal and iftar to break the fast. And if you are driving, don't drive too long in one stretch and stop to rest, or simply stretch every 2 to 3 hours. Adequate rest can minimize fatigue and help you drive more safely. By doing preparations before having mudik or going back to hometown, you can ensure a safer, more comfortable, and smoother journey. And speaking of weather conditions that you need to anticipate when you go back to your hometown or having Eid al-Fitr holiday, going to tourist destinations, do not miss to rewatch our VOI talk about disaster mitigation before, during, and after Eid al-Fitr holiday on VOI Talk, available on our YouTube channel, VOI Official. Well, listener, to bring more Eid al-Fitr Ramadan vibe to your day, let's enjoy another Indonesian religious song. This is the legendary one, very prominent singer for religious songs in Indonesia. We have Opik featuring finalist FLO, Soluala Muhammad.
Bila hati hilang cahaya iman, langkahnya hidup hitam tanpa penerang.
Bila jiwa jauh dari Al-Quran, langkahnya hidup pandai tanpa pedoman.
Bila mulut jauh dari asmanya, langkahnya hidup bagai hilang berkahnya.
Bila dunia memperhatikan jiwa, sia-sia akhirat meninggal.
Hidup khusnul khatimah. Di bayang-bayang Fata Morgana, dirimu mohon selamatkan hamba.
Sallu ala Muhammad, sallu ala Muhammad, sallu ala Muhammad, sallu ala Muhammad.
Babila hati hilang cahaya iman, langkahnya hidup hitam tanpa penerang.
Babila jiwa
berharap hidup khusnul khatimah. Di bayang-bayang Fata Morgana, dirimu mohon selamatkan hamba.
Giving love, that's what I feel. Hold my hand, turn with me.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you. Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Quote of the day. No ref is more influential than a good role model. A quote by Chut Nhat Din. Chut Nhat Din is an Indonesian national hero. Her spirit for independence never flickered in front of the enemy, even when she was sick. Chut Nhat Din always upheld her principles and belief in Islam. Well, listener, that's quote of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
Kau ada di sini, ku mampu melupakannya. Semenjak aku special feature service production of Radio Republic Indonesia, World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
You must be familiar to the word karapan sapi. Yes, a unique tradition of bull race from Madura. Karapan sapi Madura has existed since the 14th century and has become tradition among Madura people, passed from one generation to generation. Listener, we will invite you to find out more about the tradition of karapan sapi culture originally from Madura Island. Ahmad Rasul Kawib, Head of Culture and Tourism Division at Sumenep Regency Culture and Tourism Service, explained that to start karapan sapi, particularly in prestigious events like Karasidenan or Regency level or President Cup, usually bulls are paraded with Madura gamelan traditional music. The gamelan Madura is called Saronet, jockeys wear traditional clothes.
Untuk pelaksanaan di tingkat Karasidenan, Piala Presiden,
for Karasidenan or Regency level or President Cup, it is not only about karapan sapi, but also traditional dances and music accompanying karapan sapi named Saronen. So practically, karapan sapi is like Olympiad. All participants stand in lines with Saronen music and dancers in front of the bulls. The dances have special segment in karapan sapi. When it comes to jockeys, they are trained indeed. They determine the winning of the bulls. It needs special skills to become a jockey. They do not have special attributes, but wearing red and white clothes, typically Sumenep or Madura called Pak Sakera. It's red and white t-shirt for the top and the bottom is black pants. They also wear bangkon or Javanese headgear, but this bangkon is for nobles. If people want to wear it, there are special spells because bangkon for people and keraton or palace are different.
According to Madura Cultural Observer, Edi Sediawan, there is something unique in karapan sapi race. The first round is determining with groups win and lose, while the second one is determining the winner of losing group, and the third one is determining the winner of winning group.
Tapi uniknya, mungkin hanya satu-satunya di dunia. Ada juga.
But uniquely, which may be the only one in the world, there is the winner of the loser. Tourists may be confused what the winner of the loser is. In the first round, the bulls race. The loose ones are not eliminated but separated. They race again until top three. But the winner of the loser is different from contender. It goes like this. Usually, there are 36 contestants split into two, namely 18 losers and 15 winners. The 18 losers compete with each other until top three. The tourists usually say this is the winner of the loser. Then the tourists get confused. I can understand it as this is local wisdom. It is still understandable if bulls lose. They are still followable though.
Dikalahkan di sini. Pura-pura kalah ya. Di sini baru dia.
Jaat ganggu panca sila.
Gus Abdullah, owner of bull for karapan sapi in Sumenep, explained that karapan sapi for Madura people was mere bull race. Before the race, there is special ritual. Every group has its own members.
Apabila sapi sudah siap mau masuk ke setat ataupun mau diadu, sebelum masuk ke setat itu dipanasi.
When bulls are ready for race and enter stop point, the bull's body is smeared with chili water and poured with spirit liquid, and they are escorted toward the start point where two starters wait for them. Kalalas or slat made of bamboo is used for bulls. Next to bulls, there are two people called apek, while behind them are followers or race members. Those not excluded in the entourage are not allowed to come in the line, as it is strictly guarded to avoid fraud.
The bulls were well maintained by the owners, starting from food to supplement, as Gus Abdullah, owner of bulls, does in Sumenep, Madura.
Sapi itu walaupun tidak mengharap perapan sapi, tiap harinya itu harus pakai jamu.
The bulls drink jamu or herbal drink in which there is egg and honey and even medicine and vitamin like hemophyton. Moreover, rich people in Bangkalan who have bulls for race at dope, but people in Sumenep cannot afford it.
Karapan sapi bull race as a tradition originally from Madura still has natural elements with new developed tricks, though by using rekeng.
Kalau yang tidak rekeng, itu istilahnya kan sapi, ya apa ya?
Bull which uses rekeng means it is a slow bull, so the jockey rides on it while using rekeng if the bull moves slowly. Bulls which use rekeng will not win against those using rekeng, and it can be proved. Now there are two persons and I have used rekeng since early 80s. Rekeng is a beater used by jockey made of rattan which uses nails, but sometimes nails are not used as it is not so strong and easily bent, and it is replaced by using sharpened motor bars. The bulls like the race too.
Jahat ganggu Pancasila.
According to Madura Cultural Observer Adi Setiawan to Madura People, karapan sapi is not merely hereditary tradition and entertainment, but it also has economic goal for owners.
Tapi saya berpikir lebih jauh ke dalam dari segi sejarah dan segi filosofi.
Bulls for Madura people have two meanings. First, without bulls, Madura people cannot plant seeds to grow because soil in Madura is hard. It is hard to use hoe, so it needs plow. Secondly, bulls are investment. We can say that no house in this village do not have bulls corral. Why? To Madura people, bull prices increase in 3 to 6 months, so that when they need money, they can sell the bulls. So it totally has economic value.
According to the head of Culture and Tourism Division at Sumenep Regency Culture and Tourism Service, the tradition coming from Sapudi, a small island in the east of Madura in early 14th century, used to be public entertainment commonly done by farmers to spend break time after harvest. This karapan has several kinds according to its level.
Jadi begini, karapan sapi ini.
So karapan sapi came from Sapudi in early 14th century. After farmers finish plowing paddy field, there is post-harvest internal, which is used for people's entertainment featuring bull race after bulls finish plowing. Year to year, civilization developed. Bulls which have used to plow paddy field competed with each other in speed. Afterwards, Kerap Keni is held usually in district level with a distance of 110 meters like drag race in the modern era by using bulls. The second competition is Kerap Raja. There are five kinds. First, Kerap Keni. Secondly, Kerap Raja. which is higher level when winners in each district compete with winners from other districts in the same regency with a distance of 10 meters. Thirdly, there is kerap uncengan. So if there are certain big days, regency is usually invited for a race. The agenda is generally twice a year. Fourthly, there is kerap karasidenan, the most prestigious one, as it fights for President Cup. The winner of this competition is the best from four regencies in Madura, and this event results in massive economic growth. The last one is kerap jar-jaran. It is a training competition for jockeys and their bulls.
Itu harus memang benar-benar sapi pilihan.
Is a mass agenda that will always attract local and international tourists. People's big enthusiasm about this event shows the richness of culture in Indonesia, particularly in Madura. A special feature produced by Radio Republik Indonesia World Service Voice of Indonesia. Script by Muhammad Kadhafi. Production of Radio Republik Indonesia World Service Voice of Indonesia. Bye for now.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's music corner presents a traditional song from Mentawai Islands Regency entitled Tete Amu Siat Loga. The word Tete in Mentawai traditional language means grandfather or also earthquake. Tete Amu Siat Loga linguistically means the earthquake is coming. The squirrels are already screaming. In the song lyrics, if Tete is angry or an earthquake is about to occur, natural signs will appear, such as the sound of restless animals, rumbling sounds from the top of the hill, landslides, and others. The song emerged after a major earthquake followed by a tsunami in the Mentawai Islands in 1797. The song Tete Amu Siat Loga is sung for one generation to the next generation. The song is like an early warning and reminder of the signs and dangers of earthquake and tsunami disasters. Well, listener, here is the song from Mentawai Islands Regency entitled Tete Amu Siat Loga by Mata Samalingai. Happy listening.
Siat loga teteu katinambuleleu teteu girisit nyau nyau girisit nyau nyau amu golu tetata tetata pelebu arata deake baikona guilak pai pai go go lei lei go go parasita teteu lalak napa guru seilet oh teteu amu siat loga teteu katinambuleleu teteu Golu tetata pelep arata dea ke baikona builak pai pai go go lei lei go go parasita teteu la 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 paguru seilet oh
musial lo gateteo katinambul lele teteo grisit nyau nyau grisit nyau nyau amung to lu teteo ta pele bu arata de ake bai konam kui lak pai pai go go lei lei go go parasita teteo la la klap paguru seile teteo amusial lo gateteo katinambul lele teteo 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 amungol teteo ta pele bu arata de ake bai konam kui lak pai pai go go lei lei go go parasita teteo la la klap paguru seile teteo amusial lo gateteo amusial lo
Voice of Indonesia.
Kepergian dirimu menatap menangis sedih tak tertahan terbayang saat bersama lewati masa terindah saat kau memelukku tuturkan cinta
kuat turun cinta bagiku menancangkan perasaanku dirimu kan selalu ada di sisiku selamanya kau bagaikan nafas di tubuhku dan kau menghidupkan kaderaku bisa selalu memujamu hingga nanti kita kan bersama
Here is the news.
The Ministry of Creative Economy and the Financial Services Authority discussed the preparation of financing solutions for creators in an effort to support the development and increase the competitiveness of creative industry players. Minister of Creative Economy, Head of the Creative Economy Agency, Teuku Rizky Harsha, and the OJK or Financial Services Authority representative in a meeting in Jakarta recently discussed the use of token-based digital technology in funding schemes and monetization of intellectual property rights. The National Awakening Party, or PKB, faction of the House of Representatives has proposed 6 conditions to approve the draft bill on the amendment to Law No. 34-2024 year on the Indonesian National Army, to be brought for the plenary session, and the stance of the PKB faction was conveyed by member of Commission 1 of the House of Representatives, Ole Soleh, through the faction's mini-opinion. According to him, on Wednesday, the revision of the TNI law must be able to strengthen the capacity and professionalism of the TNI as the main component of national defense while upholding the principle of civilian supremacy in a democracy. That's the news.
Biarkan kau. kawin